Hello.
Hi, hello, hello. Good evening. Yes, my name is Matt. Yes, my name is Matthew from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
About what? About
it's an
what
opinion poll.
Okay.
It's, we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. To begin,
okay.
Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. And what is your current official party voter registration on file with your current elections office? Are you a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Republican.
Okay. And where is the Republican primary election in Florida? I'm sorry. When there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always, most of the time,
always.
Some of the time?
Always. Always.
All right. And do you recognize the name Rick Scott?
Yes.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Okay. How about Ron DeSantis?
Favorable.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Excellent.
Okay. Keith Gross?
Unfavorable.
Okay. Now, in the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat, were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Gross?
I don't know. Hold on one second. Hold on. I don't know exactly, but I don't think I vote for neither one.
Well, who would you lean more towards, Rick Scott or Keith Gross? Who would you lean more towards?
Rick Scott has changed a couple of times. Party, different party, and before was Democrat, there was a Republican. So to me, worse is Rick Scott.
Okay. Now, do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Say it again, please.
Do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Somewhat.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida's U.S. Senator?
For Senator, yes, but not for President.
Okay, so you do approve, right? For U.S.
Yeah.
Senator, okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government?
Well, I approve that, of course.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
Yes, I approve.
Okay, now, during the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy, Republican candidates in many key states lost races most thought they would win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or it has no effect on your vote?
It doesn't affect my vote.
Got you. Now, finally, I'm going to ask you again, if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote? If the candidates were Rick Scott or Keith Gross?
Rick Scott.
Got you.
Yeah.
Do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Somewhat support. Somewhat.
Okay, and what is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
73.
Okay, got you. You sound very young. Now, which of the following best describes your race, or are you Caucasian,
Latin,
African-American, Latino? And do you consider yourself Cuban-American?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And in terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. I truly appreciate your time. Our survey is complete. You have yourself a great evening. Thank you for your visit.
Bye.
Bye-bye.